I'm in Miami today, and JB Smoove is in my studios this morning here in Miami. The Fort Lauderdale Improv this weekend. JB Smoove, headlines. What up, JB?
Man, you know how we do, brother? Hey, it's good to be here in Fort Lauderdale, man. I'm about to burn it up, brother.
You are.
The temperature's been real. I heard it's been like real mild out here.
Yeah.
Well, it's about to get hot now. JB Smoove's in the building, baby. Woo! And y'all lingering around 65, right? It's about 65, low 70s going on right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm about to turn it up, brother. I'm about to turn it up tonight. I'm going to turn it up tomorrow. I'm going to turn it up Saturday. By Saturday, people going to be in shorts and tank tops. By Saturday night, tanks and shorts is popping out. I'm telling you, sandals, toes all out, all that good stuff. Sweat on the forehead. You know what I'm talking about? And some glasses, dark glasses at night. I'm about to light it up.
And
I'm about to light it up,
either.
Bro. I'm telling you, about to light it up. I'm at the fire department sitting outside. I'm about to light it up, bro. I don't play.
He's not playing. He's not playing. Sherry and I went to see JB Smoove at Caroline's on Broadway about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I have been your biggest fan. I've followed everything you do, but that was my absolute first time seeing you do stand-up.
Wow, to see me live is something else.
It's another level.
There are no rules. There are no rules in a JB Smoove show. I break every law of comedy. I turn my back on you. I don't give a damn. I'll turn my back on you. I'll go behind a curtain. I did a set from the bathroom one night. I don't care.
I
went to the bathroom and I had the wireless mic and I was still talking on the microphone. Everybody couldn't come in the bathroom now.
But, you are the first comic that has turned his back on the audience. But you talked about it, which got me. I always bring people to see you because you really talk to wives and you told us that we need to wear matching lingerie. That's important to men.
Oh, it's very important.
You're right about that, JB.
Why is that so important, JB?
You are right about that.
Because a man's brain is very small, first of all. Ladies understand. The average man got about 30 megabytes of memory space.
Right.
Your phone is smarter than your man. You understand?
Yeah.
A man is a visual. We are very visual.
Visual people.
You can't
love your wife. You love your wife.
I bet he makes sure that she doesn't have on mismatch. Ooh.
Man, you got to shop for your lady with your lady. You know what I mean? And some guys feel like they got too involved. You know, once you get involved in it, you are a part of it. You are a part of the good stuff. You are a part of the bad stuff. So when we go to the mall and she walking in Victoria's Secret, some guys make a detour and go to Cinnabon somewhere and sit down, have a Cinnabon. But my wife be like, come on. I go in there, I pick the colors out sometimes, the style, depending on how I'm feeling that month. But sometimes you have a certain feeling to yourself, and maybe you're into like the lacy, frilly stuff. Sometimes you're into the thongy stuff. You don't know what you're going to be into that month. See, a man is visual. And you gotta go by how your tone is for that month.
You go every month.
You might be no. Yeah, she buys stuff. She keep a stock. Keep stocks up just in case doomsday might come any day. The zombie apocalypse might pop up. If you're in a zombie apocalypse and your drawers ain't right, you in trouble. I promise you. Those zombies gonna go straight for you. The people who look like them, they're gonna attack them. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
You got to have nice underwear, bra, panties.
All matching.
Should be beautiful and matching all the time. Don't get caught in that zombie apocalypse. It's coming. Now, don't laugh the zombie apocalypse off now. The zombie apocalypse is going to happen. It's a matter of when. When's going to happen?
It's
a matter of when.
You got to
take care of your house.
He said he bought his lady some red bottoms. And he told his lady, don't wear these red bottoms outside the house because
you can't
I don't
take
want
them out?
No
you won't scratch up the bottoms.
Don't scratch up the red bottoms.
No, you always have two sets of shoes. You have your outdoor shoes and you got your indoor shoes.
Yeah,
you buy your lady indoor shoes. You can walk around the hills all day in the house, and the bottoms don't get all scuffed up.
And the matching Victoria's Secret.
I'll tell people, if you have not made love to your lady with shoes on in the bed, you got another thing coming.
Wow.
Yeah.
We got to keep the shoes on.
House shoes, house stilettos.
Yeah.
Not any kind. Not shoes that have been outside. Shoes out the box. They go back in the box and back in the closet. They never leave the house.
JB said they never leave the house. He said, I don't care if the house is burning down. And you try to grab all the valuables. Leave them shoes.
Do not wear them shoes outside. You take them off before you run outside. Take them off. Run outside. Oh.
That is hilarious.
Keep your house sexy. Keep the sexiness going on in your crib.
JB Smooth, all weekend, Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, it's going to be on.
The Improv.